25th, and it is our honor to be able to be in your presence, to be able to go to the Bible for the answers that are on your mind. This is a live broadcast, and we are waiting for your phone calls to ask Bible questions, and we will give you Bible answers. Where it's not going to be what the weather is like today, but rather what does God expect of us as pertaining to life and godliness. And so when you have your question, just go ahead and call right now. The lines are available, 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI. And we will get to the Bible and find the answer directly from God's Word as we let the Bible speak. We want to thank you for joining us today, and we hope and pray that you will be blessed by what God has to say through His Word to your heart. And that's where we hope it will land, and that we will not only learn from God's Word, but that we will let it sink in our heart and bring us to action to do what God expects us to do. As James 1:22 says, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. So now is your chance. Go ahead and call 308-9564. All of the phone numbers we'll be giving you today are area code 843. So if you're listening from other places throughout the world, please understand that it is area code 843 here in the United States, and we are happy to receive your question, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. You can, being that we mentioned other places in the world, you can tune in to this broadcast, or if you know someone that lives in other parts of the world, don't hesitate about letting them know about this broadcast as well, because they can tune in through their smartphone through an app called TuneIn Radio and find WJNI 106.3, and they too can join us right now as we go to the Bible for the answers. Now, if you have a text phone, you can text your questions into us simply by texting to 725-9283, 725-9283. And they also, those also will go to us right here in the studio, and we'll be, again, glad to go and find the answer in God's Word. But we're glad to be of service. We hope and pray that, again, you will go ahead and call your questions now. Both lines are available, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. Now, stay tuned. If you just now tuned in, we've got a special announcement coming out through this broadcast, so don't miss out on this. But we, if you don't stray away, if you don't turn us away, we will be with you for the next hour and a half as we go to the Bible for all the answers that pertain to life and godliness from the questions that you have on your heart and mind. So go ahead and call 308-9564. That is the voice line. Or you can text us at 725-9283. And that will be our text line. And you can text in your question right now. Steve, you have the first question?
Yes, we have a leftover question from last week, and we really, really try to get all of the questions in on each program, but oftentimes we run a little late, and so we do want to honor your questions. You've taken the time to call us or text us, and so it's only fair and right that we give an answer to your question. You've asked it in good faith, and we want to honor that as well. The question that was texted in was, where in the Bible does it talk about Jesus coming in our future? There are several passages. I will look at one that I think will be helpful to making several different applications, and that's in 2 Peter chapter 3. And what's interesting about 2 Peter chapter 3 is it talks about the destruction of the world by a flood in Noah's day, and then it goes from that topic to the next time the Lord comes in judgment to judge the earth. Verse 7 is where we like to begin. It says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? And so that verse, again, talks about the judgment of the flood. It talks about a coming judgment, this time in fire, and that we should not consider the fact that it hasn't happened yet as if God has forgotten, or that God didn't keep his word. As verse 9 says, he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It will come as a thief in the night, and so we need to be prepared. And that's really the encouragement in verse 11. Since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in holy conduct and godliness? So that is the verse that tells us the future, that he is coming in our future, and we should be ready and prepared for that. One of the things that we can do, that you can do to help be prepared, is that we're having a meeting this coming weekend, January 30th and 31st, at the meeting place where we are in Goose Creek on 105 Maryland Street. And we will be talking about both those nights, Friday and Saturday, about how a person should understand God, how they can know for sure that God exists, how they can know for sure that the Bible is his word, how to apply the standard of God's word equally and fairly to all people, even to ourselves, and how one can become saved from their sins. And then we'll also talk about his church. You would agree that those are four very wonderful, deep, and important themes to talk about. So we invite you to come 6:30 to 8 each of those two evenings, and that will be such an encouragement and enlightenment for you. And we long to meet you if you've been listening to this program, and that will be an encouragement to you and us as well. So we invite you to take advantage of that.
And we hope you will come out. That's coming this coming weekend from 6:30 till 8. The address again is at 105 Maryland Street, Maryn. If you are going to put it into your GPS, Maryland Street, 105, and that's in Goose Creek. We look forward to meeting you in person. So try to come out, if you will, this weekend. It is free. We will not take up an offering or ask for a collection in any form or fashion. So please know, we're only going to give you treasure from God's word. We're certainly not going to take anything from you, but just give you the treasure that'll never be taken away in heaven. And so please come out if you can. That's this coming weekend, the Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st. We'll tell you more about this later on during the program, but stay tuned and go ahead and call in your questions right now if you have a question. The voice line is available, 308-9564. That's 308-9564. There's one line available now, so go ahead and call in your question, and if you call now, just keep on letting it ring until we can get to you, 308-9564. Or if you would rather, you can text us at 725-9283, 725-9283, and you can text in your question at that number. And so we'll be glad to get your question either way you wish to communicate with us. It's about time for us to take a break. We want you to know that while we are at break, you can continue to call in your questions. 308-9564 is the voice line, or you can text us at any time, 725-9283. We're about to tell you about the correspondence course, which is, again, free. Everything we offer is free on this broadcast. We'll never even ask you for donations. Matter of fact, we discourage it. We just want to give you the treasure that will never perish with the passing of time. And here's information on that. The correspondence course is something that you can get in the mail this week, and we're glad to send it to you. And you can study this at any time you want to. You can study in the morning or in the evening or middle of the night if you like, because it's at your discretion. You don't have to tune in. You just get that in the mail. You study it. You open God's Word. You receive the blessing from God's Word. You fill out the simple questions and send them back in the mail to you, in which we are happy to send this to you. When we get it back in the mail, we'll grade it, send it back to you along with the next lessons. And so it'll be back and forth. You continue, the more you continue, the deeper in God's Word you get, the more complicated it is, and the more you will grow. So don't miss out on this. If you want to go ahead and jump ahead of everyone else, simply call right now, 553-5157, 553-5157, and you can enroll in this course. It is absolutely free, and you'll get it in the mail. Lord willing, you'll get it in the mail this week. So don't miss out on this, 553-5157, and we'll be more than happy to send it to you. By the way, most people tell us that they've learned things and found things in God's Word that they have never seen before. So what are you missing out on? Well, the only way to find out is for you to study for yourself, to show yourself approved unto God. Again, that number is 553-5157. That is the number we're about to tell you about. If you have a question, go ahead and call the station right now for your question to be answered on today's broadcast. 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We are glad to have you back with us, and it may be that you have just gotten into the house, just turned on the radio, and we are very, very grateful to be with you today in this program called Let the Bible Speak. And if you're ever listened to this program, you know we're pretty serious about that. So the way this program goes, you have a Bible question, you can call it in. That number is 308-9564. Or you can text it in on your phone, and that number is 725-9283. So either way, we will get your question on the Bible, and then we will take that question, and we will go to the Scriptures and try to find the answer to that question. That's the way it works. It works well. We enjoy this so much. We oftentimes learn a lot from your questions, and so we appreciate so much the opportunity to be with you today to go through these things. So take advantage of the opportunity and give us a call with your Bible question, and we will let the Bible speak.
We want to remind you that the special meeting that we're having this coming weekend, if you live in Goose Creek, Ladson, North Charleston, Monk's Corner, St. Stephen's, Ridgeville, Somerville, in this area, if you're one of our Bible students, you may receive a recorded message from us later on during the week, because we're inviting you out to a special meeting we're having in Goose Creek. We want you to come out Friday the 30th and Saturday the 31st. This month, this coming weekend, to be able to let the Bible speak in person. That is, we will get up right there in front of you. We look forward to meeting you in face-to-face. So some of you that we have been wanting to come and have not been able to come, hopefully you'll be able to make it happen this week. We've had people come as far as from Jamestown and as far as Ridgeville and St. Stephen's and Pleasant. Mount Pleasant, and many other places come out to these meetings, and we want you to come out if you can, and that will be this coming Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 6:30 as we let the Bible speak in person. We will get up, give you materials to study God's Word with, even a DVD to help you in your Bible studies. You can watch and study in the freedom of your own home. It's a time schedule that you will allow, like, and we look forward to meeting you. That's this coming Friday and Saturday. The address is 105 Maryland Street, Marilyn, and that's in Goose Creek. So we look forward to seeing you this coming weekend. Don't miss out on that. We have Miss J calling this question. She wants to know from Luke chapter 17, verse 34, through verse 36. She wants to know, is this talking about those waiting for same-sex marriage? Is it talking about that? Well, let's read the verse, and I can see why you might wonder about this Ms. J, notice what it says in Luke chapter 17, verse 34 and 35. It says, I tell you, at that night there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. You know, that sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? However, if you look real close in your King James translation, you'll find the word men is italicized. Now, look in the front of your Bible and you'll see what that means. What that means is that word is not there in the original language. And so it literally says, I tell you, in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. And then verse 35, two, and then you'll notice the word women again is italicized. Two will be grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. Two will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. So, Ms. J, what that simply tells us there is not a gender in any of those situations that is spoken of. It is just talking about two individuals and how that when Christ comes back, it will be that suddenly. And it will not be, you know, an ongoing process. It will not be like so many depict. There will be a tribulation, and then there will be a, you know, 7 years of this and 3.5 years of this, and then there's going to be 1,000 years of that. All of that has been made up by man and scriptures that have been lifted out of context. Because how do we know that? Because God's kingdom is set up right now. Paul was in the kingdom, Colossians 1 in verse 13. John was in the kingdom, Revelation 1 in verse 9. And Jesus came to and said, there are some here that will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God come with power. So either the kingdom of God was set up in the first century, or there are some mighty old people on the face of the earth right now. That was Mark 9 and verse 1, which I just quoted. So, Ms. J, I hope that's been helpful to you. Your second question there, is this talking about the last days? Well, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says those last days started back then. God, in different times and different manners and times past, spoken to the fathers by the prophets, verse 2 says, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So, Ms. J, yes, it's talking about the last days. These last days have been going on for now for 2,000 years or thereabout. So, yes, it is, because that's when they started. This is the last age, the last chance that we have. There's not another, so we better listen to him here and now. Thanks, Ms. J. Thank you very much. I don't think we've ever had that question before, and I sure do appreciate you pointing that out to us. And it gives you another challenge, to, as you read through the Bible, to notice those italicized words in the King James Bible. Again, the number is 308-9564. That's the voice line, 308-9564. Or you can text us at 725-9283. Steve, you have the next question?
Yes, we have a question from Joe. And Joe asks this question, can a person be blessed even if they have a foul mouth? Well, one of the first passages that comes to mind is 1 Peter chapter 3. If you turn there, Joe, and others who may be intrigued by that question as well, verse 8 starts off and says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So we've talked about inheriting a blessing. It's also talked about not returning evil for evil. And sometimes that's where a foul mouth is expressed, in heaping insults upon another or returning in like kind. It goes on in verse 10 and says, for who would love life and see good days, or he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. So, the idea of blessing, he who would love life and see good days, let him do what? Refrain, that is, don't let his tongue be full of evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So that's pretty plainly, pretty directly to the question that Joe had. And then I'll close with one other passage that's always good for us to keep in mind when it comes to the words that come out of our mouth. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37, he said, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So it's very, very important that we make sure that our words are those that are right and proper and fitting. Only then can we expect a blessing from the things that we say. So we appreciate that question, Joe. Very important question. I see a lot of people who seem to be religious in some aspect, but all kinds of stuff comes out of their mouth that I wonder, where in the world did that come from? So if you have a question like Joe about a similar or a different topic, please give us a call, 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283.
We appreciate everyone that is listening today and the questions that you have. You are to be commended, and we certainly do appreciate your attention and your desire to know the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it will be the truth that will set us free from the bondage of sin, set us free from the slavery that's associated with that, set us free from darkness, from being lost, from being astray, from going to hell. It will be the truth that will set us free. And so let's desire the truth and seek after the truth, because God says, "Seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be given." And so you're to be commended by your participation in this broadcast, by seeking the truth. Again, there's one line available. If you would like to call right now, you can call the voice line at 308-9564. Again, that's area code 843-308-9564. Or you can text us at 725-9283. Looks like we have a live caller standing by to ask their question online. And so go ahead. Kim, you're online right now. How can we help you?
Yes,
Kim,
my question is coming from, yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're trying to get our speaker to work here. Go ahead.
Okay,
now
my question is coming from Deuteronomy 34, and it's verse 5, and it's about the Moses' burial. My question is, was Moses caught up in a cloud or buried? And if Jesus was the first resurrected, and I'm reading coming from Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 3, where it says, "And behold, Moses," and that's verse 3, it says, "Behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them."
Mm-hmm.
I know Elijah, I think in Kings 2, 2 Kings 2, I think it's right in verse second chapter, mm-hmm. where Elijah was caught up.
Right.
But the Moses here is appeared. It appeared before them, before the disciple. And I was just curious to know. They said in verse 34 in Deuteronomy chapter 5 that he was buried, and he was appeared in verse 17 and 3. And then to add with that, I think in Jude, verse 9, where Michael is the archangel, is disputing with the devil about that. So really, my question really is, was Moses caught up cloud, or was he buried in Yuckin?
Okay, well, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of study, and that's very commendable that you're going to the Bible for the answers.
Well, I've had this discussion before, and I just wanted to what y'all had to.
All right, very good. First of all, there's two individuals that you're referring to. Actually, three, I guess. Moses, and it's just like
Deuteronomy. I'm gonna hang up.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling. All right. I appreciate that. All right. So, first of all, Moses was buried, just like it says there in Deuteronomy, and the mountain was...
Mount Peor was? Let's see.
Nebo was, I was thinking. So, anyway, both those little mountains are right there together. And so Moses was buried there. His body was in the grave. To our knowledge, it's still in the grave to this day. But what the confusion is there is, Kim, is that in reference to the body and the spirit, there's three things that make up a human being. There is the body, which is made out of flesh, made out of dirt. And then there is the spirit, which God gives. And then there's the soul. Unfortunately, sometimes the word soul and spirit are used interchangeably in the body, in describing man. And so there's the animation. One of them sometimes is referring to animation, and the other one is referring to the eternal part of man, which God gives, that it's like God in his image. And so when Moses and Elijah, who was called up in a whirlwind and a fiery chariot, that was when he left. He did not leave his body behind. He was taken directly. And you're right, it does mention that. And there's another one that actually was taken and did not die, and that was Enoch in the book of Genesis. And so those two individuals are the only two that never died. Now, Moses and Elijah both appeared there in Matthew chapter 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration, what is called. We figure that that is Mount Nebo, Mount Hermon, as we call it today. And so there they were on top of the mountain. They appeared to Jesus. They were talking with Jesus. They were talking about his crucifixion that he was going through, what his purpose was. And of course, Peter, James, and John were there with him. But now, was it physical bodies? Well, it says even Jesus was changed, that he shined as the sun in the sky. It was he was transfigured. That means he was metamorphosized and he shined. And so, again, for us, finite, carnal, physically caught, still living in this tent of flesh, to try and understand the infinite, the spiritual side without the flesh, we are at best futile in that, trying to figure that out. We're going to have to wait to figure out what it means to be like the angels when we leave these bodies of flesh. The Bible calls it a tabernacle, a tent, just a temporary dwelling place that we live in these bodies. The flesh will perish, but the spirit will last forever. And so in spirit form, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah were on top of the mountain there as they talked. And, of course, Peter got in trouble by inserting himself in that. And so, yeah, that's exactly right. And, yes, the archangel and the devil were disputing in Jude about the body, the burial place of Moses. The technical details of that, we just don't know. There was an argument over this. And the angel said, "The Lord rebuke thee. God will take care of you. I don't have to participate in this kind of discussion." Kim, I understand you called back, and so let's go ahead and put you back on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I was reading somewhere where Jesus did appear to the disciples, and I think he did appear to them on occasion. And I know when he appeared to them.
Are you talking about after his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yeah, after the resurrection,
right. Okay. Uh-huh. He only appeared to Paul. He only appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus.
Paul, right.
And in a very symbolic picture, he appeared to John in a spiritual way in the book of Revelation. Those are the only two references to him appearing to man after he ascended back to heaven.
Right. But let me ask you this question. And you have to correct me if I'm wrong here. When he appeared, and I think he asked Thomas to touch him when he, to see if he was real.
Yes, that was after his resurrection, but not his ascension into heaven. Yeah. That was during the 40 days after resurrection.
During the 40 days, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I might have misstated when I said resurrection. I meant his ascension to heaven. He only appeared to two
people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. It's time for us to take a break. We are hard up on that and actually a little late. We want to let you know about the meeting coming up this weekend. And, Kim, we hope you will come out for that as well. That is Friday and Saturday from 6:30 till 8 at 105 Maryland Street, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, as you put it in your GPS, in Goose Creek. We hope you can come out for that. We will let the Bible speak in person. We'll give you Bible material to help you in your studies and answer any kind of your questions that you might have in person. So don't miss out on that. That's this coming Friday, the 30th and 31st at 105 Maryland Street. We're going to tell you about the correspondence course now that we hope you will avail yourselves of. It is free. Everything we offer on this program is free. The only thing you have to lose is sin. Then, hey, we need to get rid of that, don't we? So here's more details on that. We'll be right back. And if you avail yourself of that, we will get that in the mail to you this week. And you'll have it in your hands in a couple of days, and you'll be able to begin your journey into a treasure from God's Word, a treasure that'll never be taken away from you. And hey, I know you probably think yourself a great Bible student. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But believe it or not, you will learn things in God's Word that you most likely have never heard before. Yes, it is a treasure that is nonstop discovery the rest of your life. So begin your journey of an eternity and start into this course. Again, that number for the correspondence course is 553-5157. It is free, but don't just learn with your head. Let it go to your heart and let it bring action as well to be doer of the word and not hearers only. By the way, most churches are restricted from telling you the whole truth. And it's nothing against them except that there's a lot more truth than what fits into a denominational box. And so let's not find ourselves finding out there's one thing that you lack, as he said to the rich man. We don't want to be caught that way, do we, on Judgment Day? Let's find the truth now. And again, that's 553-5157. And don't be caught without knowing what to do in order to honor God. Again, the number for the questions are 308-9564. The text line is 725-9283. Steve?
Yes, we have a question from Bernard or Bernard. I'm not sure how you pronounce that name. It's a follow-up question, actually, from the one I think that Joe asked us about. Can a person be blessed if they have a foul mouth? And so I looked at a passage in Matthew chapter 12 that talks about your words, you will be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. And the verse before that was that every idle word that man may speak, they'll have to give account of it. So Bernard asked this question, we will give an account for every idle word. What context does the word idle have in this verse? And Bernard, I want to commend you on that question alone, the context. That is so important because, as you are indicating, that the word idol could have several meanings. The word idol, as we might think of it, someone being lazy, someone being at rest, someone not doing anything. And it is used that way in the Scriptures. Matthew 20 is one of those where it says, and he would going out about the third hour. This is where he's hiring different people to come to the vineyard to harvest, and he saw some idle in the marketplace. 1 Timothy 5:13 says that they learned to be idlers, talking about the young widows, and so the people who aren't being productive. Well, let's go back to Matthew chapter 12 and look at the context here. Let's start in verse 33. It says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. And so here we're talking about what comes out of someone's mouth. The evidence of what's in their heart is really the connection there. Then it goes on to say, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. So that's our context. things that come out of our mouth that are recessed or hidden in our hearts. Other translations use the word careless instead of idle, useless instead of idle. And so the context there, Bernard, is people who are speaking careless, thoughtless words without thought that come from an evil heart. And so that's our context. And so it confirms to us what the definition of the word idle is. And so I commend you for your observation and your realization of the importance of context. And so that hopefully will help you, Bernard, in the answer of that question. And others who are reading the Bible out there and thinking about various things and concerns. We had a question about two men lying together. The context is important in that verse, too, because we find other verses that condemn homosexuality very, very clearly. And so the Bible could not contradict itself, and not noting the context makes it appear that way. Taking into account the context is, of course, very, very enlightening to us. So we really appreciate that concern.
We are glad, and we sure appreciate your question and your desire to know the truth and wanting to know exactly how it fits into God's Word, and so you're to be commended. Again, the number is 308-9564, 308-WJNI, and we will let the Bible speak to your question. We have a text question from the last three numbers of 203, and so his question is, the Bible says no man is righteous, so what makes us righteous? That is a really good question. And it's such a good question, I want to give you, again, a little bit of context to the passage. So let me encourage you to turn your Bible to Romans chapter 4, and right after our break, we will answer this question. Romans chapter 4, and we will read your answer right out of God's Word in just a moment. And it's time for us to take a break. While we are at break, you can continue to call in your questions, 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We are so appreciative of having you join us after the break, and we hope that encouragement to take that Bible correspondence course really, really swims around in your head and gets you to thinking about that. That is such a great way to read and study the Bible for yourself and have a faith that is truly from the Word of God. We invite you to call the station 308-9564 or to text us at 725-9283. And we want to encourage you again about the upcoming weekend meeting that we're having January 30th to 31st at the building on Goose Creek. It's 105 Maryland Street. That's a lady's name, not the state, if you're looking that up on a GPS. And it goes from 6:30 to 8 on each of those nights, Friday and Saturday. And so we want to encourage you to come out and be with us. It is from many ways, it is like a Let the Bible Speak program here. We're on for two nights, and we have presentations about faith in God, faith in the Bible, salvation in the church, and the importance of having and applying the same standard to all things. Those are things that you will hear. And the big plus, you get to ask any question about the Bible that you have. It may come up in the meeting. It may just be one that you bring with us. But we really, really encourage you to bring those questions to us. So why don't you come out? And those who have called today, Joe and Bernard and Kim and Miss J and others who have texted in, we would love to meet you. We hear your voice, and we appreciate so much your interest in God's Word. It would be a delight for us to get a chance to meet you. So we invite you to come out and be with us, and that will be such an exciting thing for us to meet you face-to-face.
Yes, and we sure do appreciate all of y'all that are participating in today's broadcast, and it is a joy and honor to be able to go to God's Word and for the questions that you are asking. We ask the question that was texted into us before the break from phone number 203, the last three digits. The Bible says, no man is righteous, so what makes us righteous? That is an awesome question. And we'll find the answer in Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 21. Paul, of course, writing by inspiration, he says, and being fully convinced that what he, God, promised, he is able also to perform. Therefore, it is accounted to him for righteousness. He's talking about how that Abraham was made righteous, and there was something that made him righteous, and it was his faith. Then going all the way back to verse 13 says, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And so this righteousness came through the seed of Abraham and thus passed down all the way down to us. And it was that through faith, according to God's grace, verse 16. And so when you get all the way down to verse 23, it says, now it is not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. That word imputed is a financial term. It would be like making a deposit. And so it says it was not written for his sake alone that it was deposited to him, that his righteousness was given to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up because of the offenses and raised because of our justification. Therefore, chapter 5, verse 1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of his glory. And so our righteousness that we get today, it is through the sacrifice of the Son of Jesus Christ. And it is imputed, that is deposited into our account, if you will. God is the one that keeps this balance, of course. And when we serve him by faith and walk by faith and do what his word says, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God deposits or imputes righteousness into our account. Now, that means we have to do what he says. Jesus put it this way, if you love me, yeah, you know the rest of that, keep my commandments. So that's how it is deposited into our account. And that's how we are made righteous, because of what Jesus did. When we do what he says and follow the conditions that he lays down, then God does what he promises and gives us righteousness. Thank you so much for your question. You're to be commended. We appreciate your desire. And I noticed you were really interested in this and texting it to us. And we sure do appreciate your desire to know what God's word says. Again, the number 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI.
Steve? One thing interesting about righteousness and holiness and sanctification, we can only get it when God gives it to us. And then there's a responsibility of us to work righteousness, to sanctify ourselves, to cleanse ourselves. And so important balance there as well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
If you have a question, go ahead and please call us at 308-9564. That comes right here to the station. Or you can text us at 725-9283, and you will get your question on the air today, and we will look at it and to see what we can do with it. We will look in the Bible, and we will try to find that answer from God's word, that your faith can rest not in us, but in God himself. And so we invite you to participate in our program today.
Again, the number 308-9564. It is, both lines are available, so now's your chance to call in your question. We also want to remind you of the upcoming meeting this coming weekend, this Friday and Saturday. You only have just a few days to make certain that your schedule is open for it. Friday and Saturday from 6:30 on Friday and Saturday, we will meet together and we will let the Bible speak in person. The address, 105 Maryland Street, Marilyn. And we look forward to meeting you in person. For those of you that want to know the general area, it is one block from where 176 or St. James and Red Bank cross Highway 52. So if you know where that intersection is at, you're almost there. And so please try to come out and we would be thrilled to be able to meet you in person. That's this coming Friday and Saturday. We have Mrs. Bobby calling in this question. She wants to know, from Luke chapter 18 and verse 25, why is it so hard to enter heaven if you are rich? Isn't money a blessing? Well, it can be, and it can be a curse. Matter of fact, most of God's blessings that he gives us can also be a curse. But to answer your question, I would encourage you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and it will become, if you will, painfully clear the answer to your question. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But, okay, here's the but, and here's part of your question, or part of the answer for your question. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in the destruction and perdition. Well, that sounds dangerous, doesn't it? How would you like to walk through a field that is filled with something that would destroy, that could drown you? I mean, you wouldn't want to walk through that, would you? Well, riches can be that. Why? Verse 10. For the love, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Whoa, that sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Yes, it is. And so we have to make certain, and by the way, Ms. Bobby, you are rich. Excuse me again. All of us in listening to this radio broadcast today are rich compared to the world. And so, please forgive me. Got something caught in my throat. That is so important. Steve, can you pick up
yes,
here?
Yes, yes, yes. So when we think about riches, again, you know, God showers all kinds of people with blessings. Jesus talks about he sends the rain on the just and the unjust and the sun on the just and the unjust. But riches can also become a stumbling block to us, as in the case of the rich young ruler. And I forget where Ricky dropped off, but in the rich young ruler, you can remember that Jesus, he asked Jesus about what should I do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus said, well, keep the commandments. He said, well, I've done those. And then Jesus says, well, do one more thing. You need to sell all you have and give to the poor. And he went away sorrowful because he had many possessions. And so that's an important consideration about money, that it can become a major distraction. It can become a stumbling block. And so what we might perceive as a blessing can really become a curse to us.
Yeah, and in this passage, it does go on to talk about those who are rich and what they're supposed to be doing. And this would include all of us today. Chapter 6, beginning with verse 17, says, command those who are rich that they, in this present age, not to be haughty or trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. And so what we're supposed to do with that blessing, verse 18, let him do good that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, for they that they may lay hold on eternal life. So that's so very important and well-worded question. I sure do appreciate it very much, Ms. Bobby. Again, that's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 all the way to the end of the chapter, and you will receive more blessing on that question. Again, the number is 308-9564. The lines are available, but it's time for us to take a break. As we are at break, you can continue with your questions. 308-9564 is the voice line. The text line is 725-9283. We'll be right back. We're back live now, and we want you to know that we are so honored to be able to serve you and getting you the questions out of God's Word that pertain to life and godliness. We also want to remind you again about this coming weekend, that is Friday and Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8, about the meeting we're having just for you. We want to especially invite you out. Many of you are longtime listeners. You've said that you've desired to come out to some of these, and so I hope and pray that you will find yourself available to be able to come out this Friday and Saturday from 6:30 to 8 to 105 Maryland Street, Maryln, in Goose Creek, which is one block from 52 and 176 crossing. And so please come out if you can, and we will be glad to meet you face-to-face, and hopefully you will receive a blessing as we study God's Word together. By the way, we will start registering people at 6 o'clock, so come ahead so you can get your name tag and get your packet of information. The last meeting we had, some people showed up late, and they missed out on everything as far as the materials and such. And so please don't miss out. Come early enough to get all that material and get your questions ready, and we'll go to the Bible for the answer. Be our honor to serve you this coming Friday and Saturday. Again, that's the 30th and 31st, Friday and Saturday. Don't miss out on this. Now's your chance. Do you have a question? If you go ahead and call right now, the voice line is available, and we're about to get caught up on our questions, so don't miss out. 308-9564 is the voice line. Or if you just rather text, you can text at 725-9283. In the course, we want you to be aware of that we've had a few of you already enroll in this. It is free that we have this correspondence course we mentioned. Don't miss out on this. If you get a lot from this program that we're having right now, you'll get 10 times more blessing from studying God's Word yourself with the correspondence course. So don't miss out on this. Studying for yourself will build the faith that comes from God's Word. If you take our word, it's not going to help you to get to heaven at all. But if you go directly to God's Word and you see, in fact, that it is God's Word, then that's where you're going to have the faithful blessing that to know without a doubt that this is God speaking to you from His Word. So let's study into God's Word. Let's get our hearts and our minds wrapped around what God says in His Word to see it for ourselves. The best way I know of is to get started through this course. Go ahead and call 553-5157 to get that course, and we'll get it in the mail to you this week. Steve?
Yes, we have a text question from Don, and he asks, why are there books included in the Dead Sea Scrolls that are not included in the King James, and are we to study these as well? Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's a lot of books in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Some are what we call the Apocrypha, and some are commentaries written by the Essenes, which was a sect of the Jews that lived out in Qumran and did all the transcribing for those documents in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So there's a lot of material there, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure where they are on the uncovering and translating of all those documents, but I don't think they're done with all of those things. So it was found in, I think, 1940-something, and still haven't released all those documents. So there's a lot there that is got some information. The question is,
There were 972 scrolls that were found there. So that was far more than what the Bible is. And so there were documents from everything, from bills to all kind of documents. It just wasn't the Bible there alone. It was all kind of things.
I'd like to go through those receipts, wouldn't you? That'd be some good reading. But as your question, as far as the King James Version is concerned, I think probably the original King James had the Apocrypha in that. Some earlier translations before the King James had it. As the reason why it's not in there is because the Jews never considered them inspired, and they were in the best position to know what books were inspired. The other factor that's interesting to think about is that Jesus didn't quote it. The apostles never quoted. In fact, there's no Old Testament, New Testament relationship with the Apocrypha like there is with the Old Testament. And so there's a unit. With the Old Testament and New Testament, the Apocrypha is not part of that. And again, for good reason, these were never considered inspired. The other thing you ask about, well, are they good to study? Well, you know, my take on that is that there's enough of the 66 books that I can certainly be challenged by, and those are inspired, and that's what I need to know. So don't need to be worried about reading things that are in the Dead Sea Scrolls, some of which are not biblically true. The Book of Jubilees, for instance, was advocating the coming of the Messiah who was not of the tribe of Judah but the tribe of Levi. Well, that's contrary to the Scriptures. And so you would really not help yourself by reading extra biblical material that would just run a risk of confusing, if not destroying, your faith. So my answer to that question is I would not bother with those things.
Yeah, it was just like any other book. There's some things that whatever comes from man, you know, you don't know what you're going to come up with, because man comes up with all kinds of things. And so there were a lot of man-made writings there. But contained in those scrolls were the 39 books of the Old Testament. And they were arranged a little bit different than way that our regular Bible that we use today is. But still, they were there. And what was fascinating about it is that is a confirmation of God's promise to preserve his word, and it liveth and abideth forever, because that made a jump of several hundred years of copying God's word. And we found out that they did an accurate job. There were no major deviations from what had been previously copied there that were stored in the Qumran caves.
And I mean, 1,000 years, in fact.
Yes, yes.
And that's amazing.
That is amazing. And that God promised his word would not disappear. And so that gives us more confirmation that when we read what we're reading today, it is, in fact, truthfully, the word of God. It has not been polluted, or as one popular denomination today says, hardly a word has been preserved. Well, that's just not true. We have it. It's been preserved. Again, the number is 308-9564. That's 308-9564. And we will let the Bible speak. Here's James calling in this question. Does God give messages to prophets today to warn people of situations that will happen in their lives? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that is a very familiar question that we have to face quite often. And the answer is in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Galatians chapter 1, we see, beginning with verse 6, he says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we've preached to you, that would be 2,000 years ago, let him be accursed. And so, James, if somebody comes up with something different than what we can read in God's word today, then it is not from God. If someone comes up with special instructions from God, it is not from God. If it is not contained in the pages of this book, it is not from God. And so there are no special circumstances that would be from God other than what we can read in his word. Now, does God answer our prayers today? Is he active in our lives? Oh, absolutely. Why? How do we know that? Well, God's word says that. But does he single out a special person for a special revelation, for a special direction? No, because then that would make God a respecter of persons, showing partiality. And the Bible says that that is not true several times. For example, Acts 10 and verse 34. Then this was so important. He said in verse 9, as I said before, again, this is Galatians 1 and verse 9, as I said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received 2,000 years ago, let him be accursed. And that word accursed is the Greek word anathema, which is like a super curse. Now, if you shudder at the idea of being cursed today by God, imagine being super cursed. Yeah, I don't want that, do you? And so I want to make certain that all the answers that pertain to life and godliness are found directly, not indirectly, can't even take anybody's word for it, directly from God's word, because that will be what we will be judged by on that day. God's word, not man's word, not mama's word, not the Pope's word. It'll be God's word. Not someone that says God gave them some special direction. Mm-mm. God's word. And that's why this program is called Let the Bible Speak. James, thank you so much for reminding us to talk about that. We sure do appreciate that very, very much. And you're to be commended for asking such as that. And we hope and pray that has been helpful to you. Again, the number is 308-9564. 308-9564. Steve?
Yes, we have a question here that's an interesting one. Reminds me a little bit about the question just answered. So does God say in the Scriptures somewhere that we should not waste our time studying things outside of Scriptures, for example, messages in the stars? Well, a couple of passages just pop into my head, and one of those is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where it says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now, that verse just kind of sums up what the Bible is good for, and it doesn't leave much room for any other book to supplement or to complete our standing before God and knowing what every good work is. So that in itself is just such a good place to begin and end with. But there are other passages that talk about warning us against being led astray by things that are not worthy of our time or attention. One of those, several of these passages actually, are things that Paul wrote to Timothy about things that ought to be not messed with. We ought not to confuse ourselves. We ought not to spend our time. In speaking of our time, which you also mentioned concerning that, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, we are to be very concerned about how we use our time. In Ephesians chapter 5, we look at verse 15 and 16, where it says, "Be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time." That really means making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So, yes, we do have a certain amount of time, and we should not waste that time in fruitless discussion or fruitless research on things that really don't make any difference and don't affect our salvation at all and will not encourage us to do those things that are right. So, when I was talking about Paul talking to Timothy about these things, notice what he says here in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6 concerning these kinds of things. And I think this will be a passage that will be very, very helpful to you. Notice he says that about a person who thinks they know what God's word is. Start in verse 3. "If anyone teaches otherwise," that is otherwise than what he has been taught by Paul, by the Holy Spirit, "if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself."
To add one more passage to this is Daniel chapter 2, verse 26 and 27. There is Daniel was talking to the king. He says, "Are you able to make known the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?" And Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king demanded the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. And so there it just clearly brings out that that is things that man has used to captivate the imaginations of other men, and that is not of God. And so it didn't work back then. Still don't work, but people will put their trust in those things. It's time for us to take our last break. As we go to break, we want you to, first of all, know the course that we're about to tell you about is free. Don't miss out on getting this. You will discover things in God's Word that you may never have seen before. Why not let's remove the blinders from our eyes that the wicked one, the devil, may have put there? And that is, even this week, I heard someone say, for decades, I listened to the preacher at church, and he never told me the whole truth. Why not remove the blinders? Why not let's find the whole truth rather than operate within the limited scope of truth that the church may be feeding you? Let's find out what God says. Why not enroll in this course right now? Call 553-5157. Matter of fact, if you'd rather, you can just come and meet us face-to-face and ask us those difficult questions. We would be glad to answer them directly from God's Word this weekend. That is Friday night and Saturday night from 6:30 to 8 at 105 Maryland Street, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. That's this coming Friday and Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
This is, we just had our last break, rather, and we are in the last 15 minutes of more or less, actually less, of the program. And so we want to remind you of a couple of things before we go to the rest of our questions. And one is about the meeting that we're going to be having Friday and Saturday night of this week. That's January 30th and 31st. We're going to be meeting at 105 Maryland Street, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, the girl, not the state. And that is going to be at 6:30 and last till 8, thereabouts. We invite you to come to hear some important things, some basic fundamental things about the Scriptures, about God, about faith in God. And those first two lessons will be about the importance of faith and a faith that is attested and a faith that is anchored in the Word of God. That's so important. You got to start with a good foundation. So we're going to be talking about that, and we invite you to come January 30th to the 31st, Friday and Saturday night, 6:30 to 8. And as Ricky had already said, come at 6 and you can get it registered. You can get your material documents, your material package rather. And you can just sit and enjoy and participate, ask us questions. And we, every time we do this, we thoroughly enjoy getting to meet you and discuss God's Word with you. So we invite you to do that. Also, you've just heard about the Bible Correspondence Course. Please take advantage of that. That is, again, such a good, useful tool for you to let yourself be guided by God's Word and not by anything else. And as Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. You can realize exactly the benefit of that by availing yourself the opportunity to study God's Word. So we invite you to participate in any and all things that we are offering. Again, there is no charge. You might find that hard to believe, but just come and you will see that it is free. So thank you very much for your kind attention today. And Ricky, we got some more questions.
Yes, we have a text question from the last three digits of 865. And his question, he wants to know, does the definition of child / children of God carry different meanings throughout the Bible, such as in Genesis 6 and Galatians chapter 3? We'll look at this. And Genesis chapter 6 is talking about how the sons of God, in verse 2, and the daughters of men, that phrase that is used there, I'm not going to give the context because it would take a long explanation, but yes, that phrase is peculiar in the Bible, at least in the Old Testament, and it matches up exactly with Job chapter 6 and verse verse 4, where it says, "And the sons came to feast four, five, six. There it is referring to those individuals that came up before God. And so it included the devil actually coming up before God there. And that same phrase is used there. But to my knowledge, that's the only place exactly as it is quoted in both places that it is used. Now, in Galatians 3, in verse 27, of course, that's a different language, Greek, in the New Testament. But we are all the sons of God, children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. For of many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There be neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male nor female. For if you are Christ, in other words, if we belong to Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So it's entirely in subject matter, two entirely different things that it is talking about. So I will give you all those verses in the context just to answer your question. Yes, there is different ways that it is used. Thank you. It looks like your name is Don. Thank you so much for your question. We sure do appreciate your desire to know the passages as well. But that one is peculiar in Genesis 6 to also Job chapter 1. Hopefully that is helpful to you. We are just about to run down in our radio program to where that we're reaching the end. We want to remind you again one more time, because this is the last time we'll be on the air before our meeting. That is this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday from 6:30 till 8. The address, 105 Maryland Street in Goose Creek. That is one block from where 52 and Highway 176 cross. We want to meet you. We hope you will come out and join us as we let the Bible speak in person. And so please don't miss out on this. Go ahead and mark your calendars and come out this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday from 6:30 till 8, and we will let the Bible speak. And so let's try to meet you face-to-face. And concerning our Bible correspondence course.
Yes, that is something that we advertise every program. It is such a great way for you to learn the Scriptures on your own. You know, it's amazing to us as we ask people, we do this each of our meetings, and you'll hear it Friday and Saturday when you come, that we'll ask people, if you would go down the street and ask different churches the same question, would you get the same answer? And everybody always says, no, you would not get the same answer. Well, that should be kind of frightening to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17, Paul says he taught everywhere in every church the same thing. Well, you can get just that when you read and participate in the Bible correspondence course. You'll get just what God said.
That's 1 Corinthians 4:17.
4:17, yeah. And so hopefully that will be an encouragement to you to look and read the same thing that Paul taught when he was on the earth, the same gospel as Galatians chapter 1. He said, even if I come and say something different, don't listen to me. And so you can avail yourself of the pure, simple gospel of God by simply reading that yourself. Isn't that a treat? I mean, that is such a wonderful blessing. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, it's too hard, you can't understand that, you need somebody that's got a degree. That is just not so. In fact, every time you read in the Bible, especially about when Jesus talked to people, it said the common people heard him gladly. Now, why do you think that was? Well, it's because they understood what he said. They understood his teachings, and they appreciated those teachings, contrary to what the religious leaders were teaching. They were amazed because at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he spoke with authority.
We want to encourage everybody, if you've not enrolled in the course, go ahead and do so right now. Right now, as the lines are available, 553-5157. Thank you so much for listening. We pray you will continue to study God's Word, that you'll get the Bible correspondence course, and that you will come out this coming Friday and Saturday as we let the Bible speak. Have a great day.